It was almost as if it could have been that same September day 5 years ago. There were a few clouds in the sky, a weather condition airline pilots call severe clear. The clear sky that is now easier to see near the hole in New York City's heart was perhaps the only similarity 5 years after September 11th, 2001. The terrorist attacks changed the world and brought many New Yorkers together.
The only two buildings in the entire world that have come down that look just like a planned demolition.
It was a unity that was sometimes hard to find at Ground Zero Monday.
You're absolutely right that the engineering aspect has been devised by President Bush to knock the towers down. Come on, lady, you can't admit.
Thousands came near the fence at Ground Zero to remember. They came to honor. And they came to protest.
I don't want you to die for oil. I don't want you to die for an oil war.
The war in Iraq and conspiracy theories about government complicity in the collapse of the towers were two of the central issues addressed by these protesters. But some looked on in silent contemplation near two steel beams in the shape of a cross. It has become an iconic symbol at the site. Not far from its perch stood the man who found it in the rubble in the days after 9/11. Frank Seleccia is a concrete worker who spent 10 months at Ground Zero. The cross isn't the only thing he found in the recovery effort.
To me, I'm a veteran of 9/11. I've served 10 months in this hellhole and have 47 bodies in recovery. It means a lot for me to be here to meet and greet the people that I worked with and I've grown to love.
Syed Abdul Fattah. Christopher Edward Fogman.
Protesters marched as the names of the victims filtered out to the crowd from loudspeakers. Frank Seleccia was unhappy with the scene.
There are people that are trying to draw attention to themselves, and they're using this moment that should be of solitude and silence and recognition and reflection. But instead they want to bring turmoil and chaos and disruption, which I think is totally inappropriate. And I feel if you ignore them, they go away.
Tanya Garcia made the trek from Florida to attend the memorial ceremony inside the site. Her sister Marilyn worked on the 100th floor of the World Trade Center and died on 9/11. Garcia has been back each year for the memorial and doesn't mind the protesters or the lack of progress at the site.
My concerns aren't about what goes on here. It's not about rebuilding to me, because it is never going to be some place that I would want to visit, you know? But that's just me. I know that the city needs to rebuild. I know that the city needs to keep up its status. I understand that people need to move on. But for me, I will never move on when it comes to this. This is somewhere where I will be for the rest of my life. This is a pain that I will carry with me for the rest of my life. This is something that no one or anything that they build here will ever replace what's happened to us.
It is easy to see what was lost here in New York. The hole in the ground and the empty sky above are continuous reminders of the physical cost of that day 5 years ago. But the personal loss is clearer to see on days when so many who survived gather to remember those who did not. They honor the memory of the family members and friends who remind the rest of the world of the greatest cost of terrorism. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, New York.